Which is correct. A dozen eggs is, or a dozen eggs are. I remember being in elementary school and my teachers making a big deal about the unit, and I never really got that, until one day I was in the grocery store. And I wanted to buy an apple, but I couldn't buy one apple. I had to buy a whole bag of apples. So I did. I bought one bag of apples, I took it home, I took one apple out of the bag, and I cut it up. And then I ate one slice. One bag, one apple, one slice. Which of these is the real one? Well, they all are, of course, and that's what my elementary teachers were trying to tell me. Because this is the important idea behind whole number place value, decimal place value, and fraction. Our whole number system depends on being able to change what we count as one. Our whole number system depends on being able to change units. There are two ways to change units. We can compose and we can partition. When we compose units, we take a bunch of things, we put them together to make a bigger thing. Like a dozen eggs. We take 12 eggs, put them together to make a group, and we call that group a dozen. A dozen eggs is a composed unit. Other examples of composed units include a deck of cards, a pair of shoes, a jazz quartet, and of course Barbie and Ken make a couple. But think about a loaf of bread. That's not a composed unit, because we don't get a whole bunch of slices from a whole bunch of different bakeries and put them together to make a loaf. No, we start with a loaf of bread, and we cut it into smaller pieces, called slices. So each slice of bread is a partitioned unit. Other examples of partitioned units include a square of a chocolate bar, a section of an orange, and a slice of pizza.